This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
You have heard there has been a scandal inside the NRL in the last little while with the chairman of Cronulla, the Cronulla Sharks, Damien Keogh, standing down as a result of allegations that he has been found with illicit drugs. Now, the big issue here is it's not just Damien Keogh. There's also the Sydney Roosters star, Sean Kenny-Dowell, the New Zealand captain, Jesse Bromwich, also the Gold Coast back rower, Kevin Proctor, all involved in a similar type of problem. But the whole issue of this is, where does it sit in regards to especially Damien Keogh? Now, from my mind, and obviously it's got to go through the courts, but surely it is right that the chairman of Cronulla, that is a team that would certainly put its own players through very exhaustive drug testing and would take a very dim view of similar situations, has got to also have a similar attitude towards people at the very top of its organisation. Now, as I say, this has got to go right through to the actual, you know, got to go through the courts, so it's actually going to be proven. But the next side of it is, what about the corporate world? Because here is the point about it. Damien Keogh, who himself was not only a former Olympic basketballer, he's a man who's a very good sports administrator, but he's also the CEO of Hoyts Entertainment. He remains the chief executive of Hoyts Entertainment. So are there double standards here? Should you be expected to behave the same in a sporting team as in the corporate world? To discuss this dilemma, from the Ethics Centre, Dr. Simon Longstaff, one of the really great ethical thinkers in this country, he can take us through this one. Simon, it's a really interesting question, this one, whether the standards inside the corporate world are the same as inside a sporting team.
Yeah, g'day, Ross. It's good to speak with you again. Look, you're right to point out there are different standards, and in some cases it's appropriate there should be, because one of the core things about treating people in a just fashion is that like cases are treated in a like manner. So I was talking to a tradesman earlier this evening, John Montgomery, just about this very case, not knowing that you were going to chat about it, and he said, oh, it's really obvious. He said, you know, the thing about football is that these footballers, they're an exemplar to young people. What standard are they supposed to look up to? And, of course, Mr. Keogh, being chairman of a football club, as you quite rightly said, has to apply the same standards as the chair as he would to the players. So that we understand why it matters there when people are such high-profile characters and they're a role model for others. It's a different situation in the corporate world where you'd have to show that the alleged drug taking was in some way inconsistent with a duty or obligation that was owed to the corporation, because in that sense it's a reasonably faceless role and it doesn't have that exemplary effect on younger people in particular.
Because I thought about this, and say, for example, it had been me over the weekend caught in possession of cocaine. That won't happen ever, I can assure people. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, if it were me, I'd probably still be here at work today. It would go through the courts. Maybe in my position, I would get some publicity out of all of that. I recognise that. But the truth is, it probably wouldn't cost me my job. Now, in the case of, say, you know, sort of the situation as to where he stands today, you've got Damien Keogh, who himself has stood down from the Cronulla Sharks, but has not stood down from his position as the boss of a big company. And as I say, I wonder whether that even sends some mixed messages to people as to what is okay behaviour and what is not okay behaviour.
Well, I think, well, first of all, I don't know whether or not he stood down voluntarily. It may have been a very good piece of leadership on his part to recognise that he couldn't enforce a double standard within the Sharks. But, you know, as I said before, it is a relevant thing to ask in terms of what is required for the role. Well, I think it wouldn't happen to me either because I'm not a drug taker, but I think if I was caught, I don't think I'd have to stand down too, and I run an ethics centre, and I don't think you would from the point of view of being in the media. But if you are in an organisation which, in a sense, runs on the basis of the reputation and the character of the players and the whole show, and which people genuinely do look up to, and we might question whether they look up to them too much or not, but that's the case, then it has a pretty big implication if you're caught doing something of this kind or even if the allegation is made.
And yet the interesting thing is, Simon, in my contract, and I know this for a fact, and lots of other people, and I wonder whether chief executives would have this, that anything that I do that would bring the organisation into disrepute might be therefore a breach of my contract, and as a result, the organisation could then sever its ties with me. And absolutely. You know something? I kind of get that. I actually understand that. And yeah. I wonder whether being found in possession of a small quantity of cocaine might also be considered to have actually brought the company's reputation into disrepute.
Well, that's for them to decide, or for you to decide on their behalf if you want to volunteer. Let's suppose it was something else, though. Let's suppose, I don't know, there was a person in the media who'd been caught plagiarising somebody's material or fabricating a story or something like that kind, which goes right to the heart of what they're trying to do, then that would probably trigger that kind of clause because it undermines the very purpose for which the particular institution, a radio station or a media outlet exists. In the same way, sport trades very heavily on its exemplary conduct, and you know that they're all fans all over the place. They're wearing the club's livery. They've got scarves around their necks because they want to be like these players. And when that becomes a central element of what you're doing, then clearly issues of character and conduct weigh more heavily because that's central to the whole purpose of the enterprise.
I tell you what, Dr. Steinman Longstaff, always good to have a chat to you. And people will have vigorous views about this both ways. I know this for a fact. So give us a call. 131-873 is our number. From the Ethics Centre, a man who really is probably one of the experts, foremost experts on ethics in this country and has been for so many years. Dr. Steinman Longstaff, is always great chatting with you.
Thanks, Ross.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.